now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. We're joined by Kevin Freeman, Senior Fellow of the Center for Security Policy, the driving force behind an incredibly important organization, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. He is also the author of two best-selling books that are directly relevant to the topic at hand. One is Game Plan. The other is Secret Weapon. I commend both of them to you, especially if you're interested in what we all should be interested in, which is the security and the survivability of our economy and our society more generally in the face of a host of attacks, including those of cyber economic form, the subject of Game Plan. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Frank.
One of the places that evidently has been under attack is an institution most of us have probably never heard of, nor do we have much clarity about what it does, if we have. It's called SWIFT. Tell us what that stands for, Kevin, and what role it performs and why it's a problem if it's been under attack through cyber means.
Yeah, SWIFT is an organization. It's out of Brussels. It's a consortium of banks and financial institutions. It stands for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Technology, I think. But it is the means by which banks in the United States talk to banks in Europe or Asia or anywhere else in the world. So if you transfer money between countries, it goes through the SWIFT system.
And so if it's a critical component of international financial transactions, and I guess therefore commerce more generally, it would be a very lucrative target. Do we have any idea of what kind of hacking has been taking place inside the SWIFT system?
Well, we know one thing, that the Federal Reserve account of Bangladesh was hacked via the SWIFT system, and something like $81 million was stolen. It went through and got laundered to the Philippines. There are other attacks. We don't know. They're not all reported, but there are other attacks that have taken place against other countries. Vietnam reported an attempted attack. More importantly, however, we know that the SWIFT system is something that enemies of the United States see as one of our strengths, and they want to destroy it.
There is clearly an interest in attacking this system. What use has the government of the United States made of it in the past that might heighten that interest and perhaps give us a clue as to who might be trying to engage in this kind of disruptive activity?
Well, since the start of the so-called war on terror, the United States has used the SWIFT system as probably its ultimate weapon. They could isolate, as we did the Iranians, to where they couldn't do any global transactions, certainly not with American dollars, but no transactions at all where they could get paid for the sale of oil. And that was probably the most effective means we had of controlling Iran. We attempted or discussed using the same system against the Russians after the invasion in Ukraine, but the Russians pushed back and actually SWIFT pushed back. So it's a very powerful, if you cut people off from access to the world system, financial system, you do great harm to their nation.
Which gives rise to an interest on the part of both the Russians and the Chinese in having their own system that cannot be interrupted by the United States government. Have they made progress in putting into place such alternatives, Kevin Freeman?
Yeah, absolutely. The Chinese have developed an alternative. And it is the Chinese payment system that is being offered then if you get cut off. It's called CIPS, China International Payment System. And they basically said, if you get cut off from SWIFT, come work with us. They've created an alternative, not just in this system, but every system that we have in international finance, the Chinese have created an alternative.
You've written about this extensively, Kevin Freeman, in your books, that there is an effort being made by the Chinese to de-Americanize the international economic apparatus. Does there therefore seem to be grounds for suspecting the Chinese would at least be a beneficiary of if not have an actionable interest in, weakening the SWIFT system.
Absolutely. China could point to the fact that the SWIFT system is decades-old technology. The CIPS system that they've created is brand new, and they could say that Bangladesh, you got hacked via the old technology in the American-centered system. Come work with us, and they could literally shift the global power away from SWIFT so it becomes an archaic system.
And not a competitor any longer to theirs. Kevin, again, you've been writing, as I say, in Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and in Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, about the dangers that hostile powers, the Chinese among them, the Russians among them, can, and there's evidence, as you documented, have engaged in cyber attacks against this country. To the extent that this is evidenced elsewhere in our financial system, give us some examples, if you would, of how worrying this can be. I'm thinking particularly of a report that you've just made about the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, for example.
First off, the SEC said the greatest threat to our financial system today is a cyber attack. Second, the Reuters did a Freedom of Information Act request from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors and found that there were 51 breaches in the past 5 years, hundreds of attempts, 51 just against the Board of Governors in which data was lost or transmitted or whatever. We know the Russians have hacked the NASDAQ system, and that was widely reported. This is our perhaps greatest vulnerability in the financial system, and it's systemic. If we lost the stock market, the ATM transaction network, and all of the things associated with our financial system, the nation goes down. And that was documented by the Chinese in the book Unrestricted Warfare.
And it's been, I guess, acknowledged by the Securities and Exchange Commission as a serious peril to the financial trading system that they oversee. Hey, let me ask you finally, our colleague and friend Bill Gertz, Kevin Freeman, has written that the U.S. government is not doing anything perceptible to deter such attacks on our economic system, and especially as you've done, as I say, such important work to describe it as economic warfare against this country. Can we long afford to permit this to be done against us without costs to the perpetrators?
Well, the official policy is deemed deterrence by denial. And what they're suggesting is that we try and deny the ability to hack. I would suggest that deterrence by denial means that they're denying even the existence of the threat. So it is a serious problem.
So, Kevin, if I understand you correctly, what you're basically saying is that the Chinese, among others probably, are taking what seems to be our passivity as probably an incentive or even an invitation to engage in still more of this kind of economic warfare against us.
There's no doubt. If there's no punishment for attacking us, and these are literal acts of war when you hack a system of this kind, but we have no response, then it absolutely emboldens them to attack us further. But it also leaves open additional vulnerabilities. So without some level of response, punishment of some sort, they'll continue to hack the systems. And when they do, the threat becomes larger and larger over time.
Yeah. But as you say, it's kind of this 1-2 punch. On the one hand, they may be attacking these systems, but they're also doing so in a way that incentivizes people to migrate to their alternatives, which could well give rise, as we've talked about from time to time, Kevin Freeman, to the realization of their goal to displace the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world, with extraordinarily profound economic and political consequences. We'll be talking more about that with you in the days ahead. I know, Kevin Freeman, I appreciate as well as your work as a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy that you perform at the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. Keep it up. Come back to us again very soon. Fred Flights from the Center for Security Policy joins us. We'll be talking with him about Iran and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.